What's up, guys? Well, thank you for having me on here. I connected with you guys on Twitter. Basically, you know, that is what I do is, you know, I just network with people. I've been a personal trainer for 4 years now. And, once I got into personal training, I kind of quickly realized that personal training was great, but that, you know, trading my time for hours was not something that I wanted to do. So back in the day, I got into network marketing and ended up, you know, kind of learning a lot and really kind of changing my mind on the course of where I wanted my life to go. So I ended up putting up some pretty good numbers with that network marketing company and kind of realizing that, wow, you know, this is something I love. This is something I'm passionate about. This is something I'm good at. I kept on with that. And then, you know, obviously 2, 3, 4 years ago, the whole social media thing really, really, really started to take a rise. People like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, people like Ty Lopez, stuff like that. They really, really started making a big name for themselves. And I realized that this whole social media thing was something that I did not want to miss out on. Right. I really do have a love for the platforms. You know, I do enjoy spending time, you know, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and I saw an opportunity to turn that time into dollars. That's what I got into. Back in the day, I actually used social media to grow my network marketing business.
I want to ask you about network marketing because here in Europe, probably people are not that familiar with that term and what it entails. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So in America, you know, network marketing would be companies like, you know, and it's same over there. I mean, it'd be Amway, you know, Advocare, Herbalife, you know, stuff like that. So what network marketing is basically it is selling a product person to person. So, you know, no internet advertising, no TV advertising, you know, the company strictly tells people, hey, you sell our product and we'll pay you to promote it. So, you know, basically that's really all it is. It's a word of mouth promotion. You know, there's tons of different companies. You know, what I got good at was an energy drink company, you know, so what I would say that network marketing is it's marketing a product through the network of people that you know.
Right.
It would also be similarly called, you know, multi-level marketing. I don't quite like to call it multi-level marketing because that kind of has a bad stigma to it. But at the same time, I mean, this is 2017 and, you know, most people have heard of or been involved in a network marketing company. You know, most, you know, 5, 10 years ago, if you said to someone, you know, hey, I have an opportunity that you want to check out, people will be like, oh, okay, cool. But now it's kind of like, oh, what company are you with? You know, so the network marketing industry is becoming very well known. The industry itself actually does more sales than every single professional sports organization combined. So it's a very, very large industry. It's a great industry to be a part of. I highly recommend any young person who wants to be involved in business to get involved in it just because simply the stuff that it teaches you. That's kind of how I view network marketing.
Okay, great. And did you do that in school or after that?
Oh, I actually started in network marketing when I was, it was probably about 6 months after I got out of high school. So this would have been when I was like 18 and a half.
Right.
And then when I was, you know, when I was 19, I got my, my first kind of recognition in the company. I hit a pretty big milestone. And then I kept going with it. And then something ended up happening to the company that I was involved in and I kind of had to make a switch. And that's when I really, really, really got into social media. Mm-hmm. Now I turned 23 here in a couple months. So I'm 22 right now. I'm young, but the thing is I'm blessed because I got introduced to everything when I was so young, you know, and so I've been able to kind of get ahead of that learning curve. You know, I've got so many people, you know, that I talk to, like, and I connect with, like, guys like you, and it's no offense, but you guys, you know, you're getting into it, and you guys are, how old are you guys, late 20s, early 30s, maybe?
28, 27.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so you guys are still young. Yeah, you're good, but, like, I talk to so many people who are, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and they're like, what's this whole social media thing? And I'm like, God, it's great, and you totally have to get into it. But like, that just makes me feel so blessed that I got into it when I was so young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it.
Amazing. And at what time did you develop your interest into fitness? Was it something that it was already with you, or at certain age that happened?
Pretty much my whole life. You know, I grew up playing sports. I was a really good runner. Ran cross country and track. And then, you know, my junior year in high school, my knees and my shins really started to kind of give me some problems, you know, with tendonitis and with shin splints. So I actually started getting into the weight room and just started lifting. And, you know, at the time, you know, back when my dad was younger, he was a power lifter, you know, so he kind of helped me, you know, get into the, you know, the squatting and the deadlifting and the benching and stuff like that. And I really, really took a passion for it. And then, you know, when I graduated high school, I was just like, you know, there's really nothing else I can see myself doing besides, you know, mm-hmm. fitness. And then obviously, you know, I kind of realized that, wow, you know, yeah, this is fun, but you can't make a ton of money doing it unless you utilize social media, you know? And so that's what I started doing is I started, you know, posting my fitness stuff on social media, started doing a little bit of modeling, you know, started putting myself out there and ended up really started, you know, growing a following. You know, back in the day, I actually took my Instagram from like 1,000 followers all the way to like 15K within like less than a year. And it was all organic. I mean, I was growing very, very, very quickly and it was great. And then, you know, obviously Instagram continues to freaking change their algorithm, which is annoying as heck, but you know, we can talk about that later, but yeah. So now, you know, I'm kind of fighting through the different battles of continuing to grow, but nonetheless, you know, it's absolutely something that I have a passion for and will always will.
Amazing. And where did you build this community? Was it local with you in Columbus or was it all over the world?
Yeah, when I look at the demographics of my Instagram right now, the majority of people that are in Columbus, you know, so like the highest amount of people that follow me that are from the same location is Columbus. So yes, I've definitely reached, you know, a good crowd in Columbus, but at the same time, you know, that's the cool part about Instagram. I mean, you guys are in Amsterdam, you know, so it's like, exactly. I've connected with people and from so many different countries. And that's really why I love it is because you just never know what you're going to get into. You know, you never know what creating a conversation or talking to someone or sending someone a DM, you never know what kind of opportunity that's going to open up, you know? So that's it. I've got followers definitely from all over the world, but I would say that most of them are Columbus. And then after that, you know, America, but you know, still people from everywhere. Absolutely.
You mentioned in our Instagram exchanges that you kind of you've combined fitness in a very interesting way to grow that social media aspect as well. Can you just talk a little bit about that? How you combine both of them so they both kind of feed off each other and grow together?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, one thing that I saw, you know, with kind of realizing that the fitnessness was good is that when I was, you know, like I said, 18 or 19, and I was getting my, you know, personal training certificate, I saw people like, you know, like the company Shreds, you know, the company Shreds?
Yeah.
And like, you know, like Live Fit and, you know, Gymshark. I saw companies like that were really, really getting big really fast. So what I saw on Instagram was that the fitness just world as a whole was really, really growing. Really growing. And nowadays you can get online and you can find millions of people that are so-called fitness models,
yeah.
You know, and whatever. So what I realized back in the day was that fitness was a really, really, really good, and it was a really trending niche. And that's why I got into it, because I just saw, I was like, wow, this is something that's going to be big in the next couple years. And sure enough, now it's huge. I mean, there are fitness people out there that are making seven figures selling their freaking ebooks, you know? So yeah. So really for me, it was just like, hey, I love fitness. I'm good at it. And I have a passion for it. And it just so happens that it was something that was really, really, really hot on the market at the time. So I just kind of feel like I was just, it, like I said, it's just another, I'm just blessed. It was a very good opportunity to put the two together, you know? And back in the day, man, you know, when I was 18 and 19 and I was putting, you know, shirtless selfies and stuff like that on Instagram, and people were hating on it so hard, you know, and I really, really, really had to fight through a lot of crap. And then all of a sudden I started getting a lot of followers and people were like, oh, wow, this kid's actually serious about it, you know? So what I would say with that is that just like, you know, if there's a niche that's on the rise, ride the wave, you know, hop in and ride the wave, man. Like for sure.
That's amazing. And your personal trainer journey, I'm really curious about how did this come about and how did you get your first client?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, actually, you know, when I got my first, my personal training certificate, right when I got out of school, you know, I had a couple of my friends that kind of wanted to be my clients, you know, so I kind of just started training some friends.
Yeah.
And then I actually took, you know, I took a full-time job at a gym. So the gym was actually feeding me clients. So all I had to do was just show up at the gym. People would show up. I could sell memberships. I could train them, you know, and whatnot. So I kind of had a good deal running. But then, like I said, at the same time, I realized that, oh, wow, you know, I'm spending a lot of time here and I'm not making a lot of money, you know. So really, again, another reason why I started getting into Instagram was because I like, hey, if I can have someone pay me 15 or 20 bucks and then I can provide them with a workout plan, well, that's cool, you know. Yeah. So that's literally what I started doing, is I put everything that I was doing on paper, you know, in workout plans. And I just started getting on Instagram and I started DMing people, you know, growing my following, DMing people saying, hey, you know, I you look like you're into fitness. I'd love to send you my free app program or whatever, you know, and started, you know, pumping out a couple transformation pictures, you know, stuff like that. And it kind of slowly grows. But now, you know, I only really want to train people if it's like, you know, high paying, you know, high profile clientele. You know, simply just because, like, you know, I've kind of, not that I've gotten away from the fitness industry, I still love it and I'm still training, you know, 10 or 15 hours a week, but I see more potential and I have more income and I see more of a future in the social media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm actually getting ready to move, to West Palm Beach, Florida in August. I just got my apartment yesterday. Everything's all squared away with that. And I'm going to be moving down there. And I'm going to try and, you know, find some private clientele that I could, you know, charge anywhere from like 75 to 100 an hour.
Right.
You know, so like when you talk about money like that, it's a little bit more appealing than, you know, hey, we'll pay you 13 bucks an hour to stand behind a desk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I kind of find my first clients, it was just kind of word of mouth. But as I kind of, you know, as I kind of get deeper into the industry, people want results, you know, so that's really where I'm kind of at right now, is I need to go to an area where I can find people who can pay for those results, you know, because that's the thing, is like, it's, you know, it's a very good industry, but to get results, you have to work hard. And you know what I mean? Like, and that's so many people that are like, hey, I want to pay you to be my trainer. And I'm like, listen, I don't want you to pay me. If you want to work with me, I want to change your life. You know, I want to change your body and I want to help you make a change. So in Columbus, it's kind of hard to find like serious, like real serious clientele, people that are like, listen, I'll pay you this and I want this in return. It's really hard to find that in Columbus because people just aren't as serious about it. So, you know, in Florida, it's just a very, very serious fitness community. You know, people want to be on the beach, they want to look good, and they have the money to pay for it. So that's why I'm kind of, you know, more geo-targeting that area in Florida, is because I can find higher paying and more dedicated clientele. So as of right now, you know, like I said, I still train 15 or 20 hours a week, but I've really been putting my energy into, you know, the social media stuff that I do.
Amazing. And next to Instagram, apparently, which is a big deal for you, what other platforms are you using, and what other platforms do you see as helping you best reach out to the largest audience and to the best clients?
Yes. So at first, you know, like I said, Instagram was kind of my love. My first love was kind of my, like, yeah, it was my first love. It was what really, really got me into social media. And then recently in the past, you know, like I said, six-ish months, Instagram has really been changing their algorithm. You know, most recently, about a month ago, when they pumped out that whole shadow ban thing, you know, and all this crap. So really, Instagram is kind of pissing me off at the moment. You know, I still love it and I still post and I'm still working on it. But Twitter has really, really what's been growing for me right now. And simply because I didn't used to like Twitter because there was so much crap.
Yeah.
But now that I realize it's kind of just like anything else in life, you kind of just have to filter out the bad and only see the positive. You know what I mean? So, I've really, really, really been hammering Twitter hard because it's so easy for people to just click retweet. And when they click retweet, it goes out to all their followers. You know, so that's really, really been my gold mine right now is just pumping out motivational and positive content on Twitter. You know, there are a lot of pages that do, you know, motivation and whatnot, but people identify with it more when it's coming from an individual. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm really, really having fun on Twitter right now. I've got an auto DM that goes out to all my new followers. And I get so many responses from that. It's great. So I love Twitter right now because, you know, it's not, you don't have to come up with a picture. You don't have to edit a video. You know, all you got to do is just type, send. You know, and for me, I'm just kind of a deep person. I have a lot of thoughts. I've been through a lot. I've learned a lot. And so for me to just pump out, you know, little 140 character tweets, you know, it's not too hard. So usually what I do is I'll get on Twitter for about 10 or 15 minutes at night and I'll load up, you know, 5 or 10 drafts, tweets that I can tweet over the next couple days, you know, and then I'll throw them out. So I usually get on Twitter. I'm on it every day because I'm talking to people, but I usually get on and kind of get my content ready like once or twice a week. I've experimented, you know, with and thought about getting into YouTube. I have a couple very good friends who are very, very big on YouTube. I know a couple people who have got, you know, hundreds of thousands of subscribers and stuff like that. So it's cool, but I don't know if video is really my thing. You know, I mean, I'm sure it could be. You know, if I was like Gary Vaynerchuk and I could pay someone to follow me around with a camera all day and edit my videos, that'd be great. But, you know, finding the time and having the passion for video is just not really something I have right now. So I haven't really ventured into it much. I'm completely open-minded to it. But like I said, you know, I just don't quite have a passion for like editing videos and stuff like that. So I haven't quite gotten into it. But Twitter and Instagram for sure are where I see the money. And then also Facebook ads. You know, Facebook ads are just huge. I've been learning a lot about those. You know, I run ads almost constantly for a couple businesses that I promote. And it's a learning curve, you know, learning how the algorithm works, learning how the Facebook pixel works and all that. It's a very, you know, very, very, very big thing to learn. And it's constantly changing because Facebook is a freaking computer. You know, it's literally just a computer. So it's really hard, you know, in today's day and age to beat the computer. But, you know, that's what we're working on. So it's good. I love all platforms, but I would say that, you know, that Twitter and Instagram and Facebook ads are definitely, definitely key. I use Snapchat a lot, but it's more for personal. You know, I connect with my personal friends and my family and stuff like that. I've posted my Snapchat on my Instagram a few times and told people to follow me, but now that Instagram has stories, I don't really need to do that, you know?
Did your usage of Snapchat decrease after Instagram introduced stories and copied basically all the features?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I don't know what I don't know what I think about all that. I mean, Facebook even has stories now, you know, so it's like, I definitely don't, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't really know. Dude, it's interesting. I use Instagram stories, not as much as I probably should with my profile size, but, you know, it helps a lot. I can tell you that. I mean, just like algorithm wise, if you have a story on your Instagram profile, you will definitely rank higher in the algorithm for sure.
And do you have any sources that are quite useful when it comes to like tracking and what the state of the algorithms are? So basically, getting information about what Facebook is doing, what Instagram is doing, and you mentioned as well Facebook ads because that's something that we're also looking into to start running quite shortly. So it's if you maybe have any useful websites or sources.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's the kind of the thing with social media is that, you know, you can't go to school and learn it. You know, it's not a, oh, hey, you know, I can go get a social media degree. It's kind of something that you kind of have to learn on your own. But at the same time, you know, I've invested a lot of my time and money into people and programs that have helped accelerate the process. You know what I mean? Facebook ads for sure. One is something that it's kind of a trial and error. Mm-hmm. You know, running paid advertisements, you're never going to get exactly the results that you want. You might want, you know, you might sometimes, but it's constantly, constantly, constantly changing. So with that, you know, I would just say really just trying it, you know, and trial and error. You know, the cool thing about Facebook ads is that you can really, really set a low budget. You know, you can dump, you know, a dollar a day, you know, into it. Not, you know, really, really small budget-wise, just so you can kind of see and find your target market. And then once you find your target market and you've, and the Facebook pixel has really matured and it's really figured out who your best client is, then you can really start pumping the dollars into it. But honestly, you know, in today's day and age, organic marketing is really kind of the best way to do it. You know, paid advertising is great, but when you can do it organically for free, why not? You know? So yeah, I mean, like, I would say that with Facebook ads, it's just a matter of doing it. You know, I follow Gary V very, very, very closely. I don't know. You guys know who Gary Vaynerchuk is?
Yeah, we also followers. I think the only two followers in Europe.
No. So I follow him very, very closely. I listen to his podcast. I listen to his, you know, I watch his YouTube videos. So I've learned a ton from him. But when it comes to like specific, like running the ads and the back end stuff, you just have to find someone who does it. And see, that's my thing is like, I actually have someone who manages my ads because I don't quite enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, it works, but I don't really enjoy sitting in front of my computer and looking at Google Analytics all day. I don't really enjoy that, but there are nerds out there who do, you know? So that's my, you know, my biggest advice is if you guys want to try something, but you're not sure about the results you're going to get, find someone else who's gotten good results to do it and have them test it for you. You know, and so, yeah. Does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, that's very good advice. And I want to do a segue now more into how, because you mentioned you don't do stuff you don't enjoy. So can you tell us maybe what does your day look like?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So like, you know, basically, you know, I get up in the morning. If I have to train clients, I'll go knock them out, and then I'll go do my own training. You know, I like to spend at least an hour and a half in the gym. You know, working on my stuff. And then I have a critical task list. You know, I have 5 to 10 things that I want to accomplish every single day. You know, those things include, you know, like I said, sending out a certain amount of tweets, making sure that I DM, you know, a certain amount of people on Instagram, making sure that I message a certain amount of people on Facebook, you know, making sure that I spend X amount of time on my clients, that I manage their social media. You know, stuff like that. So I have a critical task list of things that I need to get done every day. And then what happens is you get better and better and better at completing those tasks. And then it takes less amount of time and you can add more tasks. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like at first it was, oh man, I could only do, you know, 2, 3, 4 things a day. And then I'm, you know, it's the day's over. But now you kind of get better and better and better at it and you start streamlining. And you start realizing that how much more you can accomplish in a day. So, you know, for me, I spend, you know, about an hour a day on each platform, you know, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, connecting with people. That's really my main focus right now is building relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the main things that have been really bringing me in some good income recently is actually selling affiliate products. And so to do that, you know, you have to have a relationship with people. People aren't just going to buy your shit without knowing who you are. So it's just been a relationship game for me. Been creating relationships. I do a lot of calls like this, you know. So that's really, you know, my focus is that I really want to network. I want to grow my audience. But also, I really, really, really have a passion for helping others. So that's one thing that I do spend a lot of time doing is just figuring out how I can provide others with value. So yeah, I mean, that's what a typical day is, you know, with me is, you know, a lot of time in the gym, whether it's with myself, you know, other clients, and then the rest of my time spent on, you know, on social media, connecting with others. You know, like I said, I think one of the best ways to get up and get moving in this industry is to connect with people. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk released a video a couple weeks ago called, you know, how to biz dev on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think people underestimate that so much. You know, so one thing that I've added to my critical task list is reaching out to brands and influencers and, you know, big brands, you know, and saying, hey, what can I do for you? You know, can I post your product on my page and I'll pay for it? You know, whatever it is, what can I do to provide value for you? And you'd really be surprised at the caliber of people that respond back to you.
Yeah, it's you know, really when you, impressive,
Yeah, it really is. You know, I don't know if you guys know D-Rock. He's Gary Vee's, photographer. But when he originally contacted Gary Vee, he literally said, I will make one video for you for free. Please just let me follow you and record you for a day so that I can show you my work. He did, loved it, game over, you know? So that's really what it is, you know, is just showing people that, hey, I have a passion for connecting with others, for helping others, for sales, for marketing. And, you know, what I'm doing right now is making me a living, but I'm really searching opportunities that I can really, really create a big and an awesome lifestyle, you know. And I'm not after riches. I'm not after, you know, the big houses and whatnot. I'm really, really after just being able to create a community of people that love and help each other and can also create time freedom doing it. You know, money's great, but the time freedom is so much more important, you know. So that's one thing that I'm really, really focused on right now, is just building an income that is going to pay me, you know, while I'm doing whatever I want to do. So, you know, like I said, I sell a couple different affiliate products. You know, I still do build one network marketing company every once in a while. I don't do it very often, but when it applies, I pitch it to people. But yeah, man, that's my focus, is really just trying to, you know, to sync everything in one so that it all kind of swirls together and can grow. But it's not, you know, it's not easy. I mean, it's different, you know, it's very different, you know, not having, you know, a job, a boss telling you what to do, hey, come in here and then leave then, you know, it's different. So having to, routine yourself and keep yourself motivated and going, it's not easy, but I absolutely love it.
Do you think that fitness and the sports in general help you in building up this discipline and this, like,
yes,
scheduling your day and this routine into everything else that translates after that?
It does. It definitely does. Because just being dedicated in the gym, you know, I pride myself on just never missing a day. You know, and that's even if I just have to go to the gym and sit in the sauna and stretch and take a day off. I still want to be in the routine of going to the gym, getting it done, and coming home. You know, even if it's just, you know, a rest and a stretch and a cardio or whatever. So, yes, that has definitely helped me in my everyday life, you know, like, just being routined, you know. And that's one thing that I've actually, you know, when I get back from South Carolina, that's one thing that I got to do, is really get back on a routine. These last couple months, I've kind of been free balling a little bit. And at first, you know, you think you can hold everything in line, and then all of a sudden you start to see things kind of choo, 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 you know, kind of down. So I'm like, oh crap, you know, I kind of got to get reorganized. And obviously, you know, I'm moving to Florida, so I really got to get my head in the game for that. But yeah, man, being in the fitness definitely helps with the whole, you know, being regimented and being, you know, on the ball, for sure.
Well, that's incredible.
I think I have a question, because we talked about Gary Vee. Do you see any trend that's coming up and maybe preparing for? I don't know, he speaks a lot about voice. Do you maybe prepare something in the future you see coming, or?
You know, it's interesting you ask that, because I think that, I don't know if you guys saw this morning, but Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Yeah.
For just under $14 billion. And so, you know, what I see is I see a world where you don't even have to go to the store anymore, because everything's going to be dropped off to your door. I see a world where Amazon partners with Uber. And Amazon says, hey, we'll pay you as an Uber driver to go drive and get someone's groceries for them. We'll pay you, you know, whatever, whatever. So I just see a very mobile economy, a very cloud-based everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a fight to, how do you ride that wave? You know, how do you get in on it? And I think that, you know, I think that it's just very up and coming. I think that the internet is going to take over everything. You know, just the way, and it's already, you can see it. I mean, you walk around and everybody's got their face buried in their phone, you know? So that's not a bad thing if you're making money doing it, but you know, so it really, it's really interesting. But I think that just as the years progress, I think that we're really just going to see an uptick in social. Everything is going to go social. You know, there's going to be a way to do everything from your phone, you know? So I think that's just the way things are headed, you know, and I think that technology as a whole is just getting smarter and smarter and smarter. You know, like you guys said, you guys have a shirt that's it's exercise, breathable, you know, whatever, but it's also, it looks good. And you're probably thinking in your head, why the hell didn't someone think of that 20 years ago? Exactly. You know? Yeah. Right? So it's like, you guys have a great opportunity, you know? So I just think that, you know, very, very innovative technology. And, you know, like I follow Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla. I'd follow him very, very closely, you know, and he's getting ready to build basically an entire city underground. You know, I mean, it's unreal. So I just think that major, major, major changes are going to happen. And I think that people aren't even ready for what's going to happen. I mean, it's going to be crazy. So I just think we're headed into a very digital, a very, you know, cloud-based age.
Yeah, I think that's where it comes that for all of us to be practitioners and to really try everything new that comes up, give it a try, if it works or not. Anyway, as Gary says, you're going to learn something that's going to be useful on the next thing that comes after it, that grows out of this like failed venture or whatever. It's going to teach you to just, and that's another thing that I think I see in you and other like-minded people is the opportunity to learn more, looking for this opportunity to learn more all the time, to get better at, just get more and more and more knowledge. And improve,
right.
Just be better humans in general.
Yeah, just do stuff.
Just do stuff, yeah, always.
Yep.
Because it's
just
also
do.
Like, if again, comparison with sports, if you lie down and you stop, it's much harder to get up again.
Yep.
Exactly, yeah. Well, this has been amazing, and we have one final question. I think Julian should ask it.
One random question. Okay, if you had to give one piece of fitness advice, just one, what would it be?
Huge. It's super simple. People absolutely, absolutely need to move more and eat and drink less. That's it. Move more, be more active, drink less alcohol, and eat less food. It's huge. That's it. Portion control. Stop gorging yourself and just go outside and enjoy the beautiful world. Move, you know? Just move. That's really it, you know, that's it, it's simple, just move more, do more, you know, so many people think that you have to go to the gym to lose weight, go outside and run, you know, do something, so that's really it, you know, it's just move more and just eat less, move more, eat less. I think that a pretty big doctor might have said that, but that's been my philosophy forever, man, is just get more active and just watch what you eat. You know, so many people think it's so complicated, but it's really not, you know. Don't go to fast food. Go make your own food. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. So
it's incredible.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Do you perhaps have any questions for us or something you want to ask us before we wrap this up?
No, I mean, yeah. I would definitely like to talk with you guys, you know, more like off the record, you know, about your business, just to see if we could really provide each other with some value, you know, help each other. If I can help you guys grow, you can help me grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I would love to talk more about your guys' business, you know, off the record. But I mean, like, you know, well, I just want to tell you guys both that I commend your hustle. I love it. You know, the fact that it's eight at night, almost nine now, you know, at night, your guys' time, and you guys have full-time jobs, and it's a Friday night too. You know, you guys aren't at the bar with your friends. You're hustling, you know? So I commend you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep pumping out content. It will grow. Just keep it up, guys. I love it, and I definitely want to connect with both you guys, you know, off the record for sure.
Thanks, man. Likewise.
Thanks so much. We're going to do a quick wrap-up here for the audience, but stay online. We're going to share some more words. Thank you very much for being with us. It's been another incredible episode with Mitch from currently in South Carolina, but originally from Ohio. And, yeah, we just met another fascinating person, learned a lot. And we're really looking forward to doing another show next week and meeting some other fascinating people.
Just keeping in touch, we'll send you, we'll probably be posting this next Friday, but I will send you the raw file maybe tomorrow, and then feel free to use it or not use it.
Awesome.
Or whatever. Okay, man, thanks again for your time. Keep in touch, stay active on the DM, and see you next time. See you around.
Yes, sounds great. Awesome. Like I said, yeah, I think I got one of you guys on Instagram, but yeah, connect with me on Instagram and Twitter.
We forgot something.
I'll follow you. What's up?
Share where people can find more about you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My Instagram is just key. Just hit my Instagram. All of my social media is all the same name. So it's at Mitch Fraker, MitchFraker.
Perfect.
Hit me up. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, hit me up. I absolutely love to connect with you.
Amazing. We really hope we open some European audiences to you. so far our following has been pretty much people that are from our own country or where we live here in the Netherlands, but
perfect.
It's a huge world. And people want to get better.
I'd love to share my crowd with you guys too. So, whenever you guys get me the file to this video, I'll throw it up on my Twitter too. So we can, when we can all retweet it and stuff, so we can create some buzz around this video too.
Fantastic. Thanks, and I'm going to add you as well. And we're going to keep the connection and the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Sounds great, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Yes, and you too, guys. Have a great night.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.